Ashley Dowling drags a white flannel cloth affixed to a wood dowel across low-growing vegetation in rural Washington County. As he sweeps through the forest, several ticks crawl onto the fabric. He stops to check.
So these appear to be dog ticks.
Dowling, a University of Arkansas entomologist, grabs one of the ticks, seals it in a plastic tube for genetic and bacterial testing back at his lab, and resumes his search.
We have good tick diversity and we have high abundance of ticks, probably because we have a high abundance of hosts for those ticks.
Hosts like white-tailed deer are swarmed in Arkansas by American dog ticks, Lone Star ticks, and adult black-legged ticks, commonly called deer ticks. Black-legged ticks are known to carry Lyme disease, especially in northern and eastern states. But diagnosed cases are on the rise in Arkansas. Due to strict lab reporting protocols, however, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which tracks tick-borne illness nationwide, says Lyme doesn't occur in Arkansas. Cases of Rocky Mountain spotted fever, as well as ehrlichiosis, transmitted in Arkansas by Lone Star ticks, have spiked over the past decade. Even expert tick wrangler Ashley Dowling's been stricken with ehrlichia.
During the course of the next month, I was on and off, very fatigued. And then one day a headache set in at work. The next day I called the doctor, and by the time I got into the doctor, I had a 104-degree fever, and it was rising.
Antibiotics quelled Dowling's fever, but the experience spurs his research, including a novel citizen science initiative. This summer, he's distributed 1,000 tick collection kits to the public through local outdoor stores and farmers markets. University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences microbiologist John Blevins, along with UAMS toxicologist Jay Gandy, this summer are also researching infected ticks, specifically a genus of bacteria called Borrelia, a Lyme disease culprit. This is John Blevins.
So he and I got to talking about maybe looking for other species of Borrelia that are known to cause disease in humans, going out into Arkansas, collecting ticks, and seeing what we could find.
Blevins and Gandy especially seek to survey places where people report getting sick with Lyme and relapsing fevers.
I'm almost leaning towards probably an unknown Borrelia. I would hedge my bet towards some Borrelia species being present in the ticks in Arkansas that we don't fully appreciate yet, that we haven't identified yet.
Arkansas is a hotbed for tick-borne disease in the nation.
Dr. Susan Weinstein, state veterinarian with the Arkansas Department of Health, says county environmental specialists at her agency are sampling for ticks. She's also working with Arkansas Game and Fish field agents.
Another is we're going to ask veterinarians, many of whom have already volunteered and are interested in participating, to collect ticks from whatever animals they're seeing.
Along with generating scholarly articles, all these scientists will be able to produce a map for medical and residential communities showing the geographic distribution of ticks and the diseases they carry in Arkansas. I'm Jacqueline Froelich for Arkansas Public Media.